A petition has been delivered to Parliament calling for the Russian ambassador to be expelled and for New Zealand to sever diplomatic relations. New Zealand's Ukrainian community, along with National ACT and the Greens, have repeatedly called for the ambassador's expulsion. But the government maintains sanctions are still the best course of action. Here's political reporter Giles Dexter.
Yorgi Zoyev is Russia's ambassador to New Zealand. He remains so despite parties across Parliament wanting him expelled ever since Russia's invasion of Ukraine began. A petition delivered today hopes to make it official.
All democracies should just expel whoever represents this terrorist state.
Raman Kashpia is behind the petition. He says a number of countries have already thrown out Russian diplomats and wants New Zealand to follow suit.
This step is probably a good symbol of New Zealand joining the camp of Western democracies which are standing with Ukraine and in this way fighting Ukraine.
Mr. Kashpir was met by a cross-party cross-section of MPs and a contingent of Ukrainians living in New Zealand. Alexander Gunchenko, who's been in New Zealand for 23 years, says the last few months have been constant worry.
I talked to some of my friends all over Ukraine, and you can hear it. You can hear it. You know, we're talking like, oh, should I go? Ah, no, I'm probably going to stay. Not this time. Like, well, we probably should go. We should go find a shelter. It's quite hard, especially being so far away. So, like, things like petition and support from local government is very important for us.
Labour MP Gaurav Sharma accepted the petition and delivered it to Parliament. That's despite the Prime Minister and Foreign Minister maintaining sanctions and asset freezes remain the best options to put pressure on Russia.
It is a humanitarian issue, you know, and we all sympathise with what's happening in Ukraine. At the end of the day, you know, this is one of the processes of getting your voice heard in Parliament.
The Prime Minister says expelling Mr. Zoyev remains on the table, but she reiterated her preference for the existing tools.
The expulsion of diplomats from one country would lead inevitably to the expulsion of our people in Russia. And that comes it means that we no longer have the ability to assess what continues to happen on the ground in country. It means we're no longer able to provide consular support for our people. There's a range of consequences.
After being accepted by Parliament, the petition will be assessed by a committee. Any action could take a long time.
I think it is not that urgent as it was back in March, probably. We do have time to act now, but we should be aware that this time is bought by blood of Ukrainian civilians and soldiers.
Today, Parliament also hosted Ukraine's ambassador to New Zealand, Vasily Miroshnichenko, who is based in Australia. Alexander Gunchenko says the visit is incredibly significant.
Now we can communicate directly with Ukraine, so whatever act we do, whatever petition we want to sign, or whatever fundraising events we want to organize, now we can have direct contact with Ukraine.
Yorgi Zoyev has continually refused to appear before Parliament or be interviewed by media. RNZ asked him to comment on the petition. The embassy says he's out of the country and unavailable for comment.